Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
If you recall, there was a rat trapped in my chimney.
My point is, you've got a trained professional who's coming out to your house to tell you
this
how to deal with this.
Got out of Orkin school.
You don't like being called out on the fact that you don't give a rat's ass about the Stanley Cup playoffs. You don't like being called out.
Now, see, why are you doing that? You see, you're passively getting right at me by saying
that's
that.
That's not passive.
That's up front.
By the way, I got a modified seat. This seat was designed for John Panette after he was stung by bees.
Oh,
this
no.
This is a fat seat.
That is what made me love radio.
I wish I could take some comfort in that.
I think I was just insulted. Can we roll the tape back? Because I want to hear that one again.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, my God. I'm getting such crap today on the Twitter. You know, I'm kind of, I've always linked
the real
my
O'Mara?
Facebook. At The Real O'Mara.
Yes.
I've always linked my Facebook to mm-hmm. my Twitter account. Mm-hmm. But now, you know, over the last 2 months, 3 months or so, I've been using Twitter. And, you know, it's amazing how one little mistake can warrant such a backlash.
Was it like a typographical error?
Mistake?
Last night I wrote, if Chuckles the Clown and a black rhino had a baby, and I put equals AJ, Alex Jones.
Oh, no.
And people are, they are on me. I don't know. I know some of our sponsors have reacted negatively.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm
They've
hoping
canceled
that we
our
can
show
weather.
On ABC. I know that.
I'm sure.
Really, really hoping that we can weather the storm.
Well,
it's terrible.
You have an apology? I'd like to issue an apology, too. You know, Oscar came in all glowy and excited from SoulCycle, and we busted heads before the show, and I'm sorry.
Yeah, there was an argument.
You're very rude.
There was an argument before the show.
Yeah. Well, learned behavior.
You don't like being called out on the fact that you don't give a rat's ass about the Stanley Cup playoffs. You don't like being called
now,
out.
Now, see,
by
why
Oscar
are you doing that?
That?
You see, you're passively getting right at me by saying
that's
that.
Not passive. That's the way I feel.
That's
about
up front.
It. You
no,
really
but you
don't
were,
care.
You were saying
you hate sports. Let me explain.
That's true.
I'll say my piece and then I'll have you can retort me mm-hmm. or so.
Retort or so on the More Network.
Retort.
You not only don't care about sports. You have always really hated sports and everything around it because you don't care for it.
Well,
so like to mock it. You the whole sports games. Do you remember early? You got to remember how long I've been with you. I've been with you.
You
got to
remember how long you've been with me. It's the same amount of time.
It's the same amount of time. But you know that you used to mock sports
yes.
games came out of a mocking.
Yeah.
Post or something from you. Where
I
you
said
were
it on the.
About,
I believe I said it on the air. I was looking for a word.
Yay,
and
sports
people
games.
and their sports games.
Yeah,
and you said it in a mocking.
I
tone
have a complicated
you
relationship with athletics.
You have a business relationship with sports.
No, but it's
you had it with the Redskins when Don started getting into
skins.
The Redskins pregame
but
show.
But still,
and
even
then you
that,
got the job. You didn't care.
Even then, I loved that job, but.
You loved the job, yeah.
I hated how they treated me, and I saw behind the scenes and the big business of big sport, and that was frustrating. Also, keep in mind, as you know, I come from a broken home.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, no.
I come from a foreign land. You know how long it's taking me to
assimilate?
Yeah, but
everyone can figure that out. I need to remind them that I come from a broken home.
Look, it's the...
By the way, your brother, who you said F you to before the show... doesn't care like a normal fan either, but he cares just you have to, and I'm not trying to favor him as
no,
I do in
fine.
Almost every discussion we have.
That's right.
But because he is the one for making money for the show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So that it'll always be the case.
Yeah, but
if
then
the roles
those...
are reversed, I'd be on his ass every day.
But
too.
Then there's you and I who actually make the show to sell. So I mean everybody has something.
Oh, did you hear what he said to you? Did you hear that? Anyway, so the point
I think he did.
The point I'm trying to make here is that Oscar cares. Oscar cares enough where when. See, you both use the tickets though, but I think Oscar
cares enough. I text you about the game regardless of the show.
Well, no, and both of you, and now, and I think we've all learned that
you're
texting.
A monster. Yes, we've learned that.
That's something we all can agree on.
Hard way.
No, we have all. I'm not a monster. I'm not. We've all learned that texting during games, and maybe Oscar has learned this more than anyone else. Texting during games, not cool. I have to say, in game one,
yes,
it was like the first period, the first minute of the first period. Maybe when they scored, the first was like boop, boop. Bleep, and then I was like, "Well, who the f is that now?" Oh, it's my daughter. She gets a free pass.
Okay,
but getting back to the whole thing, he doesn't care. He doesn't care.
He cares more though, and he cares
more than you do. A little more than you do.
He cares enough to fake it.
Well, no, you fake it. See, that's what.
No, you see, I don't fake anything. It. I'm genuine in the
totally,
fact.
You totally
fake it.
You
came in here with
it.
A Caps jersey.
Yeah, because you know
you don't even know what that's team they're playing it. In the finals.
What's exciting for me is that our city, our beautiful
this
city.
This is so insignificant. This is what our audience craves, by the way.
Beautiful city, Washington, D.C.
A passionate battle about something completely irrelevant.
What gets me is this.
Okay.
And look, and I've been guilty about this early in my career, right?
Okay.
Before I even started working with you guys.
Right.
I was the person who,
and then he lost 200 pounds.
Didn't get involved, and didn't what? I had not been exposed to that world, right?
Right. Okay.
I collected baseball cards. I went to Orioles games. Mm-hmm. I saw my
collecting
uncles.
Baseball cards does not make
I,
you.
I saw
a baseball
I saw my uncles.
I did it for the financial
fight over gambling on Redskins games.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the posse, and I fell off. Shortly after the flip to the fan.
Yes.
I blame no one but myself for not seeing that coming and understanding what was happening.
Do you think you could have saved yourself by preparing
absolutely.
For that?
If I knew, give me 2 or 3 years. If I knew that that was going to change the trajectory of my life,
and
which is for the better now.
And now we go to the Zabaio Zone for soccer football on the 8th.
I definitely would have made the effort because I didn't know.
I probably would have done the same thing, and then I would have wanted to eat like cyanide tablets within the first month.
But it's a paycheck.
Because that kind of,
and
it is.
And
it's
when
a paycheck.
You're 31, you have,
no,
a, you know.
It's a paycheck.
It
and also, as I've said to baby DJs, doesn't matter what format you're working in. You're working in radio.
You're on there.
Yep. That's what you want to do. But at the same time, at that stage of my career, it would have been, and I've done, hundreds of sports mm-hmm. interviews in my mm-hmm. career. Some very passionate. You know, we'll probably do some before this playoff run is over. But I wouldn't have enjoyed coming in and faking it when I had to talk about an NBA final, or faking it when I had to talk about.
Agree. The sports needs to be the seasoning, not the meat. It has to be,
agreed. So I agree with you there. What I'm saying for me, mm-hmm. I needed to make an active effort to understand the game better, to understand what was happening. And I don't think.
Well, why did you do that, though? Why, or did you do that?
I did do that. I made I actively wanted to learn more about football. I wanted to learn more about a defensive scheme. I wanted to learn more about what I didn't know of all the teams. And then I wanted to know what talking about.
Because of what?
I never wanted to be.
This is after the fan?
Yes, I never wanted to be in a position again where I didn't know enough in order to save my job.
Okay.
I never wanted to be in a position
again. I really do.
I'm happy the way
this.
Everything worked out.
But
I remember feeling that way.
Your radio partner, Chad, is a passionate Redskins fan and has been his whole life. That is enough in Washington, D.C. to where you can bring along all the other stuff. I was never that passionate Redskins fan, and I drifted away from football. If you are a passionate Redskins, you can build on that. But my point is, most of these markets with the sports talk guys, mm-hmm. most of these guys have been Eric Bickle and Jason Bishop for most of their lives,
yeah.
where they've been about all of it. There are many, many sports fans, and most of these guys on talk radio have been all about the X's and O's for their entire... That's been their passion. Mm-hmm. I might be more of a team guy than some of these radio hosts in Boston, but I'm not an X and O guy. I'm just a passionate team guy. I have my teams, and outside of my teams, I probably wouldn't be watching the NHL final if the Caps weren't in it. I'd look in occasionally,
right.
and I watch some other playoff games.
There.
But so that's my problem. That's the kind of fan that I am.
So my point that I was making was not about the trajectory. Is that regardless of the effort you make into knowing what's going on in the landscape of sports, or who's playing in the NBA Finals or the NHL Stanley Cup Finals. If your home team is playing in one of those, you gotta get invested at least a little bit. Especially if you're doing
on the radio,
a broadcast.
On the radio. Sure.
Yeah. Are you directing that at your brother?
Yes.
I knew he was.
Yeah.
That's why. Well, he's directing that.
I guess my biggest fault is just taking joy in the fact that our home team, our beautiful city's home team, is doing well. And they've tied up the series. And I checked in on the score.
You can't even talk about it. You can't even talk about it.
Well, I mean,
without sounding insincere.
So I, the whole time
you know how great that game was yesterday? It was improbable.
I would probably give it a 9 out of 10, Oscar.
Oh, you didn't even watch it.
No, but I had the score window open on my computer the whole time.
What was the final score?
This guy.
It was, wasn't it 3-2?
Yes, it was. Very good. See, that's good. That's good.
He had the score window open on his computer.
Exactly what I just said, Oscar. Thank you for reinforcing it.
Okay. I don't know. It's complicated.
I read a review of that movie. I enjoyed it. It was great. 9 out of 10.
Rob, to a certain extent,
yes,
I was you during the Redskin years. I was you during the interviews with Norv Turner.
Well, everyone was me during the interviews with Norv Turner.
It was so tough.
Because it was not a serious...
They're losing every week.
It was my job to get him on the phone before, you know, to park him so he'd go on the air. God. And it was always like, hi, Norv, Don and Mike will be with you shortly. And his reply was always... Okay.
Yeah, it was, but it was.
He hated it. They hated it. I hated it.
Yeah. I always listen to. I go on Liz radio station WEEI up in Boston. And I listen to that station, and Dennis and Callahan. I think those are the guys. And
do they have patience?
They don't have patience.
Do you have
sports guys? Don't have patience.
No, not like Bob and Sherry.
They're typical sports guys with the X's and O's, and it is. I said. Even in that market where the Redskins are replaced by the Boston Red Sox.
Right.
And now the Patriots to a certain extent because they've got these winning franchises up in New England. I still would not be happy doing it. Yeah. I'd be competent. I'd be beyond competent. It's nothing. It doesn't take much to be competent. But it would be when I listen to sports guys, sports radio guys, I always feel like they're trying to out-statistic one another.
Yeah.
And it gets so tedious. I come from it. I'll give you an example.
All right.
I have to refrain now, and I discipline myself now from posting on social media when I'm angry. Because it would be within 5 seconds, something's going to happen where it'll go in the opposite direction. So I can't say anything bad about Lars Eller when he misses a goal because he's going to come back and he's going to lift the team up and win the next time. So it's made me a better fan. But I'm just irrational.
Yeah.
I'm emotional. I'm hostile. I'm a typical fan of the Washington Capitals, but I am not an X and O guy. Could I do it? Yeah, but I always feel like I'm faking it. And I think really somebody that's not a non-player with that kind of knowledge or a coach is, if you listen to all of them, they all sound phony.
If you have to, you could. If that's the way you could.
Yeah, if I had to.
If that was the only way that you knew that you could feed your family or take care of yourself or take care of everyone, you would do it.
Yeah, and in the case of a lot of people that have done it their whole lives, they really are guys that are passionate about it, but it still gets tedious for me. I just love the organic nature of being a real fan, of wearing my heart on my sleeve, of staying up last night and having my heart rate go down to a reasonable level 1.5 hours after the game. It's ridiculous.
How's Carla's heart rate?
Carla took off after
the
first period.
It's a broken heart rate.
There were so many F-bombs.
She's so sad.
There were so many F-bombs coming out of my mouth in the first period. This team that I celebrate, that I write Zang about, and by the way, that's it. That's my contribution. I lambast them. You would think that I hated all of them personally in the first period, and then I just, I have one move, and Carla can hear it. Carla is able to tell what's happening during the game downstairs, because when they score a goal, you just hear this. I do one clap. That is one clap where it's just like bam. And that's how I
Did you share a love of hockey with your dad? I know you shared baseball with your dad. Okay.
I shared baseball and hockey with my dad and not any other sport. It was baseball and hockey that we commiserated with. And then when I started playing hockey, my dad came to my games and it was a lot of fun. And then we got in my backyard 10 minutes from my front door, we had the Hartford Civic Center because the Hartford Whalers
right.
came to town and we got an NHL. It was
Butters.
Nobody picked Hartford to have a professional team. It was spectacular. And then they were stolen by Carolina.
Boo!
And I was there. I was at the Hartford Civic Center, the original one, the night before the roof collapsed. Because of a heavy, wet snow. And earlier, there had been 14,000 people in the arena.
Yeah.
And it would have had multiple deaths in that, and nobody was killed. It was a miracle.
Have you changed your outlook on possibly coming down for a game in D.C.?
No, and I think there's one reason for that. There's one reason and one reason only, and it is it's twofold.
Okay.
It's financially not something I'm ready to do right now. And that is because of plane fare and that type of thing. And also, I think that my exchanges with our number one source,
yes,
it would have been brought up because I don't know if you've looked at StubHub lately.
Oh, no, I have not.
Ka-ching!
Okay. I don't want to be depressed.
You and I would be able to sit in the yes. section, the 400 section,
yes.
and we would do it for a little under $2,000.
Ooh.
The top part of that's what the rate is.
Once in a lifetime.
So I think that what's that?
Once in a lifetime, right?
Well, once in a lifetime, but I mean, I'm not unfortunately.
Do you know who's coming into town?
Have you seen the vehicle I'm driving around in? Okay, do you think I'm prepared to do that? All right, as you know.
Well, Mike, here's a little surprise. Look in your glove compartment where you will find
yes.
two tickets.
Yeah, right. No, exactly. No, and so it is where it stands.
Okay.
Because and I have to talk a little bit in code here.
Sure.
But people know what I'm talking about. Because of that little research that I did last night.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I absolutely did it last night.
Was that an alcohol fueled search?
No. I was looking at it because I was saying, okay, boy, this would be something. Now,
yeah.
Especially now that it's turned into, you know, with two games.
It's already a something. Yeah.
It's a series. It's a something, something. I don't want to put pressure on our
board. Okay, but would you be
difficult.
Would you be open to, let's say, a listener has a plus one and maybe his wife is pregnant and can't go to the game and maybe he wants to take a celebrity?
Yeah, I would.
Okay.
As a matter of fact. And I'll go so far as to say...
Is the child his?
Hopefully.
Yes, well,
the situation is completely fluid. One thing I do possess up here...
Yes.
up here... the dance card, very empty. Okay. I'm talking about a moment's notice. Okay.
Like yeah. 5 o'clock on game night.
Yeah.
Not that I'm prepared. It's like, oh, that was great dinner, hon. Oh, got to go to the airport. Okay. That's
well, we'll put
weird.
It out there. We'll see what yeah. happens.
Well, it's a, but
all you pregnant women.
Look, it's hardship and for people. It's, you know, and it just, I think it's exciting.
But in this
it's
town,
spectacular.
You know, people go out of town.
I would sure. really
people die
thing,
all the time.
This is,
yeah.
this yeah. is being me being
they
Miss Piggy.
They have corporate boxes.
Being Miss Piggy,
you're a celebrity.
I'd love to go not by my onesies. I'd like to go with
plus two, but you would go with
you.
One.
I absolutely
yes,
absolutely. But would
maybe,
I
maybe get two on, pregnant wives can't go?
That's you know to be honest, that's we'll see where that comes and that would be by the way not you know one doesn't like to go through an airport just for one game anyway that's well, sorry that's sorry
what
sorry
a jerk.
About that
arriving yeah. flight number 216 on Oink Airlines
yeah so I would be very very happy to
awesome.
Book the Saturday flight and then the flight back on Tuesday after game four.
And if it's not a problem, fly him home through Cleveland and he can check out one of the playoff games for the NBA as well.
Yeah, go see
you know, make it a real trip.
You know who's coming into town and actually will be working out of our offices?
Who?
Girl. She got tickets to two games, if I'm not mistaken.
Really?
Yes.
She's a Turbo fan.
Yeah.
If anybody
I haven't been in contact. I haven't had a little text from her. Usually I get a text from her. We're going to have to commiserate on that. So
yeah, well,
anyway.
We have to catch up with her.
Yeah.
So what have we accomplished here? We've had a discussion about how stressful it is.
Rob's a fraud.
That's right. Mike shared sports with his father, and I shared black and white movies with mine. So that's where we're at.
Hey, whatever's your passion. Hey, you got a father who's listening to the show.
Yeah.
That's true. Hi, Pop.
He loves you.
What's
you're
going on, Dad?
He loves you.
As a matter of fact. Loves ass.
Here you go. I believe. There is no game on Sunday, no playoff game this Sunday because there's a Saturday game.
What do you mean you believe? Would you like to know the whole schedule? I know it off the top of my head.
I don't care.
There's a 2-day layoff for traveling. I know you don't care. Saturday night is game three. All right. Saturday night. Yeah, rocking the red. The Capital One Arena is going to be. Hold on. It's going to be fantastic. Yeah. Okay. Then whatever happens, then they come back. They take their day off and they come back for Monday night. Then it's another 2-day break where they're going to go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday night back in Las Vegas for one game. Okay.
I was going to say something really nice, and now you're yelling at me. I was going to offer you.
I was just talking about the schedule. I know the schedule.
He's doing his announcer voice.
Sunday, there is no Caps game, and my father and I are going to see the producers, the original producers, the 50th anniversary on the big screen, and I was going to try to get a plus one if you're in town for the Caps game. That's all.
For the producers?
Yeah, on the big screen.
I'm going to brunch. Anyway,
this is the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
But the worst part about doing clubs is you have to fly in early so that you can get up extra early in the morning the next day and do the morning zoo crew, you know, drive time radio to promote the show, and it's the worst, man. That is a nightmare. Even if it's 15 minutes, it is the worst 15 minutes of your life, always. I don't care if you've been in a shark attack. I would rather, if I was in a shark attack, and then they had no anesthetic, and they had to heal it up, and they sew it up, I'd be like, this sucks. But then if two DJs came in to interview me, I'd shoot myself. I'd be like, that's it, I'm done, man. And they're the same everywhere, all across the country. They're all the same two motherfucking clowns. You know, these guys, there's all, you know, it's two guys, two nutty guys. You know, they're crazy. You know, and they all have the same, like, Hawaiian shirts on, you know. It's like 6 a.m, and it's like Hawaiian shirts and the, you know, huge Jimmy Buffett fans. You know, you can tell, big parrot heads they are, and hanging out. And there's always, like, two guys. There's always this guy. There's this guy who talks like this. He's really, and he's always named after some kind of animal. He's always the bear or the cooter, you know. Or whatever. And then there's his partner who talks like this. So it's this guy and this guy. And he's always the madman or the crazy doctor. You know, all right, you're listening to KZ103, Kansas City's home of the rock. You know, the best new sounds. Oh, it's the worst, man. You know, it's like, all right. Yeah, well, we're here with funny man David Cross. David, you didn't know it, but you're just in time to help us out with the Friday morning fart song. Like, what? No. No, I'm not gonna do that. I can do that. All right. You're here with the Gator and the Lunatic, you know.
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
Is that David Cross when he was like 11 years old? That's an oldish clip,
but he has just started the fifth season of Arrested Development on Netflix, and I'm watching him. He is still so funny. It made me go dig it up.
He did hate coming on radio shows.
He liked your show. Remember?
He liked our show, but you could tell the guys that, you know, they're guys that hide it, and they're guys that are really classy about it, like Patton, and then there are guys like Brian Posehn who doesn't hide it at all and just hates being there and doesn't want to do anything, and I completely relate to that. And so it's my responsibility whenever I get a comedian in is to make them as comfortable as possible, but hard to do sometimes. And I have to say to David Cross, about 85 to 90% of the time for DJs and comedians, it's mutual, douche. Live from the heart of our nation's capital.
Even the Friday morning fart song?
In the podcast, Village Studios. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show is a radio show and podcast. Now I want to read the intro. Cool. Because that bit
No, don't let
across.
Him get into your head.
The Mike O'Mara is a radio show and podcast with a worldwide network of listeners. Yeah, we got a great app. All items for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with... maybe I'll sound like those comedians. Rob with two B's at MikeOmaraShow.com. Do I really have to go on the radio show to promote my tickets for my show that I couldn't sell? And you can call us anytime at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. I laugh at that. And I take it personally at the same time. That's the complicated world.
Yeah, but you see, here's why you shouldn't, because you were never the DJs he described.
Oh, yes, I was. The show today is brought to you by
let's not
Omaha
say
Steaks.
That.
Well, it's true. I mean, for a long time. Go back and listen to early zoo shows. The show's brought to you by Omaha Steaks. Hey, listen, man. At this stage of the game, know thyself.
We all banged a gong.
Omaha Steaks. No one was better at it, though.
Thank you. Father's Day right around the corner. Listen up. Here's a Father's Day pro tip. Dads love steak.
We do.
A lot of people love steak. Everybody loves steak. Omaha Steaks, they're the best. This is a great gift for dad. This Father's Day, you can get the limited edition, our limited edition Father's Day package for only $49.99. Just go to omahasteaks.com and enter TMOS in the search bar. Omaha Steaks is grilling nirvana, and everything has a 100% unconditional guarantee, and it's shipped right to dad's door. Right now, Omaha Steaks is giving an amazing limited time offer to our listeners, 78% off the Omaha Steaks Father's Day package, which includes 2 tender filet mignons, 2 beefy top sirloins, 4 chicken fried steaks, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 all-beef Omaha steak burgers. Did I mention everything in this package is truly fantastic?
Oh, it's the best.
Plus, 4 gourmet jumbo franks, 12 ounces of all-beef meatballs, which are, that was the best surprise of all.
They're
when
great.
I opened the package up. A full pound of steakhouse fries, 4 caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha steak seasoning packet, plus 4 additional grill-ready Omaha steak burgers for free. We all got this package. It's amazing. Dad can eat like a king for only $49.99. Get this limited-time package for only $49.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com. Type in the search bar and add the Father's Day package to your cart, only $49.99. And it'll come to your dad and make it a surprise. So when he gets it, it's like, what's the... Marge?
What's all this then?
What did Jimmy send me? What the...
and clarification.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
You have
look at this meat. This must have cost him $300. This is fantastic. Look at this meat I've got here.
You have to type TMOS in the search bar.
Yes.
That's how you find the package. Then just put it in your cart.
All right. Don't wait. The offer ends soon. OmahaSteaks.com. Type TMOS in the search bar and tell dad to fire up the grill. Thank you for reminding me about that. Isn't that weird how I react to that, David? It's too funny not to laugh
it's
at it.
It's so close because it touches.
About guys in, yeah. But then it's this this incredible stereotype. But early in my career, I was that guy. I was the zookeeper, you know, type
guy. That's what
Don
won.
Was
that's
doing
what
that.
Won.
Yeah.
I had all the sound of it. I had a duck call. I had a friggin' duck call.
I remember the duck call.
I'd actually like you to bring that back.
Yeah.
we'll have a chance next week.
A duck commander?
When we do new idea week. I haven't come up with a name of it yet.
It's
but I'll figure
week.
It out. Sweeps week. Yeah.
Choose
we'll
your new out. Bit.
You're the writer.
I know
you're the producer.
I know that you tend to discount that and look back on it and say, you know, blech. But that is what made me love radio. That was the thing then.
Wish I could take some comfort in that. Anyway,
I think I was just insulted. Can we roll the tape back? Because I want to hear that one again. No, it was good stuff, Mike. It was fun then.
I want to congratulate Oscar Santana for coming in from SoulCycle. Your third day on SoulCycle.
Third day.
Is that like spinning? Is that the same thing as spinning?
Yes.
Or isn't it? I thought it was a movie.
No.
Oh, that's Soul Plane.
Spin class.
Okay.
This is not my first time getting into spin class.
I remember your spin class stories when you would be in back of the women.
Yes.
That would be going
look,
crazy. About still, that.
That view has not changed, Mike. It's pretty good.
My brother-in-law likes taking spin
almost classes, falling off the bike. That is, they got these new bikes, Mike. You know how they upgrade things? It's a capital investment, I imagine.
Absolutely.
They got to differentiate themselves with a bunch of copycats, and the new bikes are
I bought
awesome.
One of the old bikes.
And I'm on there and my handlebars were wobbly, right? And by wobbly, they're not tight. Like they weren't perfect.
Yeah, they either have to be screwed in or they have to be tightened
with
a little bar.
Don't you have an Allen wrench in your gym bag?
These bikes, they were so new that I got there at, I would say, 6:50.
Okay.
That didn't give me enough time. I adjusted my seat, adjusted my the height, and I got a towel and I got a water and I got shoes and it jumped right in, right?
Right on.
So I'm there and I'm like, man, these new bikes, they really work out your core because the handlebars are so wobbly.
And so you thought it was a feature, not
I thought
a
it was
mistake.
A feature. I was like, man, I got to really engage here to stay on this
thing. You got a damaged bike, sir.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I didn't know that.
Right.
Until
this bike is stone dead.
I would say 25 minutes into the ride. And I was like, man, I don't know how people do this. This is killing me. I want to pass out.
This is a deceased exercise bike.
And I look to
the wonderful
left,
bike, the Norwegian Blue.
And I look to the right, and I realize that, oh, those girls' bikes' handlebars aren't moving.
Right.
And they're thrusting up and down like they're having sex with that bike.
How many women in your class?
It was like 98%. And
what a motivator. That get me out of bed in the
morning.
I
thought he was going to say 98 women. I was going to say, wow.
And I remember being like, man, I bet these women.
Well, 98% would be if there are 100 people in the class. That would be 98.
How many women. People in the class?
There's 50, so I would say what?
So that's 48.
I think there was like one guy.
49.
There was one other guy in the men's room after we were done. And I was like,
that's
oh,
spectacular.
But
how did he look?
He looked great. he had a suit that he was about to throw on.
Nice.
He had everything together.
Yeah, nice meeting you.
Hey, did you have wobbly handlebars?
He wasn't shy about the towels. So,
oh, really? He had a big Schwan Stucker?
Well, no, I'm past like being shocked by guys that get naked, right? In gyms.
Well, because, yeah, but everybody looks. Yeah, every guy
that's
looks.
What they do.
Oh, I'm glad he said in gyms because I thought there was going to be like a new policy in the studio.
We used to have the post game with a few Labatzes in the locker room with the Washington Capitals alumni hockey team that I skated mm-hmm. with.
Yes.
And, you know, I'd be sitting there getting out of my hockey uniform and I'd be looking around the room and it was basically. Hello, I'm Mr. S.
Is that when you first met?
I had Justifies in every single booth next to me.
I didn't get the full frontal. I got my move is this. I wrap a towel around my waist like a chick, and then mm-hmm. I take my boxer briefs off from underneath.
Okay.
Right.
That's modest. Yeah, I think that's
like David Copperfield doing a trick.
Yeah.
Ta-da! And the plane is gone.
Professional athletes come from a culture where it's irrelevant. There's so much nudity.
Yeah, and they look
they
so
they
good
don't even
naked.
Think twice of it, and they look great.
Yeah,
naked.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah, like so, Craig Stadler.
You don't do it in golf, Rob. Well, maybe they shower in golf. I'm not sure.
Point being,
well, they shower. I just don't know if they shower communally like
yeah,
they do.
Lee Elder.
I'm sure I'm the Ruba Rubes, as everyone was probably like, that guy's just riding that wobbly bike.
And he won't.
He should really do something
he won't
about that.
Show us his penis. And
you know?
He's on the wobbly bike.
So did anybody call you on it?
Or? No, because everybody's dead by the end of class. I went up to the instructor. I was like, hey, those handlebars aren't supposed to wobble. He's like, oh, no. Like, you could have hurt yourself.
And I'm oh,
like,
God.
So did you take him over to the bike?
Yeah, and he's like, look, Rube, all you got to do is do this, do that. And then he whipped his hair back and walked right out.
Why should you have to know that, though? It's not your job to know that.
It's my fault. Like, I knew they had new bikes. I should have gotten there earlier, and I should
have
had somebody help me set up.
Did he have Braden Holtby hair? Did he have Braden Holtby hair?
He looks like a young, not awkward Fabio. And
oh,
every
really?
Woman
that's
in
oh,
there,
hmm,
I mean, they would leave their husbands or boyfriends or right. significant others if they are attached for that man.
Yeah. But he had the long flowing
and
locks.
And he goes with the beat. He knows all the hip-hop
By the way,
songs.
As somebody who's talked about the shampoo commercials with Braden Holtby, I have to tip this in since Caps are on my mind. Greatest save in the history of Capitals hockey last night. So it was the save. It's already been referred to as the save.
How has it been elevated to capital T, capital S, the save in quotation marks?
All I know, it was so spectacular. I think it depends on how this series goes, but this may be the save of the playoffs. So
there is this move, Mike, if you ever want to go with Carla when you're back in Florida.
Yes.
That the girls do where you have to tap it back. Now,
what are you
Oscar,
talking about?
Oscar
your
doesn't,
hair?
Doesn't tap it back because
tap it back. That
he thinks
sexual.
He thinks it's too sexual for and I don't even know if I have the rhythm for it. So
tap it back.
Yeah. So you are in third position on the bike, right? Where you're sitting up on the bike. It's like when you have your bike or when you were a kid, you had a BMX bike, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're up on the pedals, right?
Yeah.
So you're pedaling, and then the instructor calls out for you to tap it back. Now, this is the best part of SoulCycle.
So you're standing on the pedals. You're not using the seat.
If you are in the back row like I like to hide in, right? And you happen to have somebody that's usually fit in front of you.
Sure.
You don't want to be a pervert. You don't want to be a creep. Nobody does, right? But you can't help but notice that when they're tapping it back, it's very sexual because what they're doing is they're thrusting their hips while they're on top of the bike forward and then pushing their butts back to tap the seat of the bike. And
that's enough to tighten anyone's
let
handlebars.
Me tell you
oh man that yeah. must be fun to watch
I bet
I was like well I should probably pedal faster because clearly none of these women want anything to do with me though I'm a happily married man it'd be nice if
so
they
you
just
tap
looked at
it
me.
Back you kind of rock back and tap your butt on the seat
oh,
and then
yeah.
stand up again
I don't do that because that's beyond my reach.
You can't physically do that?
I can do that, but with a wobbly handlebar, I figured that was too much for the day.
See,
I wouldn't
be. I'm not able. The thing that makes
I can physically
me,
do it. I've done it before.
With my third day on a regular bicycle and the hill profile around here, I was talking about Florida being flat.
Yeah.
And I'm riding a bicycle right now. And the hill profiles that I have never experienced on a bike are not. But they are hills, and that's it. He talks about standing up. That is, the reason I go so slow is I can't stand up.
I am not
standing up on the bicycle. So I'm doing this thing.
You're just pedaling.
Where I'm pedaling and
in seated position.
In a seated position.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, I can try it, but I mean, it's just
you get so much more power if you're like.
Maybe if I put it in a higher gear, I'd be able to do that.
But how'd you like to be behind him while he pedals?
Oh my God. If you tapped it back,
watch
out.
Watch out if I tap it back. That'll be spectacular.
And his bike, gym shorts.
Mike just tapped it back. So how do you rate it? Is it a great workout?
You can't just do that. You have to do some free weights, at least if you're a guy, because
you will get
skinny fat if you're just doing that.
Really?
So, but it's good to rip off
I'd
some weight.
If I was skinny fat, I'd be happy.
And I'd be happy. Remember, not only is it a great way to be, it was a great bar.
Yeah, skinny fats.
Remember?
Where was skinny fats?
Wasn't it in... It was out in Virginia somewhere. Was that the one that was
skinny
by?
Fat.
Was that the one that was by the Lazy Susan Dinner Theater?
Might have been.
I think they shared a parking lot.
Mike, skinny fats. Ask Carla to show you how she taps it back.
Yeah, post it on Facebook.
That's very good, dear. Thank you. I appreciate that. We'll take a break. Come back with Speaking of Bikes. We'll talk about my little wonderful angel boy when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Did you teach your daughters how to ride a bike?
Oh, this is terrible. Probably not. We never cycled as a family. I feel like a bad father now. I mean,
three chances.
Very close on the third. He bought the bike.
I don't think so. I don't think I taught either Catherine or Liz, because Elizabeth was very little when I left.
Yes.
And Catherine was probably...
He's leaving!
Never, ever gonna come back!
All right, thank you.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough.
So cool.
Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Yeah. Bonus. Nothing like laughing hysterically about a tragic moment in your life. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. Hey, millennials!
Hey!
Who wants to be a millionaire? Well, here's an important pro tip from Cornerstone First Financial. Millennial homeowners, 10 times more likely to become a millionaire than their renting counterparts. 10 times. So how can you not afford to buy? You can't afford not to buy. Millennials are investing in their futures with home purchases, and with good reason. A $2,500 rent payment actually translates to the equivalent of a $3,100 mortgage payment when you calculate the tax benefits, which equals a mortgage loan of $500,000. That'll get you into a nice
place. Of course.
Place.
And some change back.
Why rent when you can own? Invest in your future. Just remember to use a lender that can help navigate the ins and outs of home ownership for first-time home buyers. Cornerstone First Financial will hold your hand through the entire process, making sure they get the best deal for you and your family. I promise you, Cornerstone First Financial will give you sound advice. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. Personal attention from application to closing. They are licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Florida, Georgia, and now Colorado.
Yes.
Don't wait. Now is the time to call Cornerstone First Financial, and we thank you. Yeah, a lot of bike talk on both the bonus show and all that. Yesterday was another day with my little guy out in the yard flying around, and it is what I love about
this. The weather
is
still
a
little cool up there, right? But good outside weather for messing
beautiful.
Around?
It's spectacular. It's upper 60s.
Oh, just, the best.
Down here, warmer inland, great on the coast. It's fantastic. He is out there. We had sunshine yesterday. This is it. He has terrible wipeouts and then gets right back on. There is not he is just fun to watch.
Any skin knees yet?
No, because he's got a long sleeve shirt and a long sleeve sweatpants that he's riding on his bike. And he's just it's incredible to watch him. And I will tell parents out there, This is the balance bike world here. This is the having the balance bike, which he was riding since he's been 2.5 years old. That made the transition easier because he just knows the concept of balancing on a bike.
And taking a turn and how are you going to do that? Yeah.
They're so inexpensive, relatively balanced bike. So pick one up if you got a little guy and you want to make sure that they make the transition. That's not like a driving force in our lives. balance bikes. Yeah, they're probably like those.
I'm sure.
What the hell were those things? The zip scooters or the scooters they
Amigo
used to have.
Amigo scooters. Not Amigo scooters. Well,
they don't have that much muscle.
Sonny Jurgensen had one that he used to zip around Redskins Park on. What are they called? The
Segways.
Segway scooter. That's
Segway
right.
scooter.
Segway scooter.
Exactly. Segway scooter. I want to ask you, getting back to the whole biking thing.
Yes.
So going up hills, you're thinking I should be standing up on the pedals? That's the way I should be doing
technically, if I'm being completely honest with you, your bike should do all the work. Depending on how you're running the gears, and it, depending if your bike has enough gears for the incline. Okay, so then that's
is
the case.
It a 28 gears.
28.
Okay, so the incline.
Wow. Yeah.
So depending.
About a used from a bike rental place.
Totally cool.
In Acadia National Park.
And they're probably going to sell you something. They'll sell you something that's appropriate, right?
Right.
So I mean, and I've got the I've got a lady's bike.
Okay, so
because they wanted me to get
it's a lady.
Is it 18, 19 inches? They want to be. It's a slightly smaller bike.
It's just it's all about the frame. That's all it is.
Yeah, it's the frame.
So
has a flower on the basket. Right?
Yes, it does.
The gears
and a big V for vagina.
Oh no, for Virginia, your favorite state.
Sorry,
the gears should be doing most of the work. How are you? What gear are you in? And
I am in. I never take it out on the left handlebar out of second. And I go 1 through 8 on the right handlebar.
Okay, so what if you put it on 3 and then if you put it on 3 and then you go 1 through 8, you'll get more power per pedal because the bike is doing most of the work.
I'll experiment. I'm going to experiment with it because it was killing me yesterday.
If he does the thing where he stands up, because I know what you're explaining.
I do that sometimes.
Not sure that's going to be happening with my artificial hips.
That might be tough on his hips. I know he'd get more power.
Oh, by the way, I got a modified seat. I got a modified seat at the Mart. I went in and this seat is so cartoon large. this looks like I bought a seat that was designed for who's the guy from Mike and Molly?
Oh, Billy Gardell.
Billy Jardell or Gardell. That this seat was designed for Billy Gardell or Jardell. That give me I got to think of another
more of a saddle.
To make the joke.
More John of Panette, a saddle than a seat.
John Panette. This seat was designed for John Panette after he was stung by bees.
Oh
this
no!
This is a fat seat.
Max Alexander after bad shellfish.
This is a cartoon seat.
Because I remember you had a modified seat when you got the bike. Is this a newer, bigger modified seat?
This is a bigger modified seat.
Wow.
I got because the seat was $16. I ordered it on Amazon, and that one came yesterday. And I can't get that one not to be tilted up into my tailbone. But I'm playing with. I play with the seat all the time to adjust it and make sure it's right.
Maybe a donut pillow.
No, I'm not going to do. No,
where
the seat
are you
I
riding?
Have,
where are you riding?
Right out in front of my house, and it's got a slight hill profile, and I go all the way down to the end of the street. And the other day, I went went straight downhill, and then had to come up the hill. And it's just, it's weight, gentlemen. Yeah. It's weight. That's the problem.
It's gravity.
It's gravity and weight. And I'm not quitting. I'm going to do this every day. I don't know how far I'll go, but I am going to do it every day, and hopefully. I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV. I believe that the muscle group I am working for this exercise, this is not walking, this is cycling, is the perfect muscle group for where I had my bionic parts installed.
I agree with
you.
I hope I'm right about
that. Well, because you're building the muscles around your bionic parts.
Yep.
That's what I'm hoping.
That's what's happening.
And it sure feels like that because, inside of those bionic parts, the muscles are going,
Jesus! Oh my God!
When you ride down to the farmer's market, do you have a little basket for your baguette and all the fruit you can bring back?
No. If I rode to the farmer's market, it would be a 3-day ride because it's that far away for me to get to the market. But I go down the street and get crab meat. I could probably put that in the back of my butt. You're playing the Pee Wee music.
Yeah, because I'm thinking of you on his bike. La, 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 la.
There
Francis!
Francis!
Yeah. So I believe I have to... I have to cross a weight threshold before it's going to be a pleasurable exercise. And
but you're getting there. Time, is it? I bet it's better than it was. I bet it was better yesterday than it was the first day.
I wish I could
Pony,
say
just,
that.
Just briefly, quickly, Pony, the third gear, and if he goes to the higher gear, the bike will do most of the work, right?
Are you talking about the front or the back gear?
Well, is the back gear the one that has two or three?
The back gear, that's the one on your wheel that has more gears. That'll be like 8 to 10, depending on your
bike. I am on three. I am on two on the front gear, and I am on, like, I go between 1 and 8 on the back gear.
Okay, so the higher the gear, the bike is, it's going to go faster, but it's going to be harder to pedal.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah. So on
so
the
three is going to make it harder?
Three on the
should
front.
Should I just keep it on one?
Oh wow!
And then just go cycle through 1 through 8 and see how I'm doing.
I think the best thing to do is keep it on 2 in the front, so you're like right in the middle, and then on the back you'll have more range. What you don't want to do is be like 1 on the front and the last gear on the back, because then you have the chain at an angle. But do you know what your wheel size is? Is it like is it a 26 inch mountain bike? 10 inches. The bigger your wheel, the easier it's going to be.
Yes, I've got the 10.
He actually doesn't need a kickstand. He has his own.
Oh, that's amazing. And
my wheels are 5 inches.
They're casters.
They're pegs.
Well, the idea.
I actually stole them off my Weber grills.
Oh, maybe your problem is you have them locked. Loosen the lock.
Oh man, I've been riding my bike all wrong.
They're half an inch. They're half an inch. I took them off one of my kids' toys.
That's
refrigerator wheels.
It's gonna wear you out.
They're the wheels for the TV cart. That's what they have here. They're really smooth though.
That's nice.
No, I don't. I think would it be, which is the 19-inch thing? Is that the frame or the wheels?
That's your frame. So you're right. I'm guessing you're probably on a mountain bike.
62-inch wheels.
That would be amazing.
You got them from the Feld Corporation down at the circus, right?
Yeah. Here I come. Who wants a good humor?
So, basically, the idea is the taller your wheel, the easier it is to maintain momentum, and you're going to have to use less work to move
farther.
Yeah,
see, I don't think I have super tall wheels. I wish you'd been up here with me. I went to the... They were
you don't mean
nice
that.
They were very nice at the bike store, and I got a used bike that they used for one season. It's pretty banged up, but it's in great.
When you left the bike store and the door was shutting behind you, did you hear this?
There goes the room. There goes the room. No, once I bought it, they took it back into the shop and like did a whole like put new parts on it and stuff that. And they gave it a nice little and it's 50 and 60 PSI in the wheels, and it's a hybrid wheel. So
you do probably have a nice tall wheel, and
you should send Pony a picture.
Carlos said that to me when I was getting out of the shower one time.
Oh, you
have a really nice tall wheel. I said, thank you.
Were you backing out of the shower? Don't we? We were going to break before, for God's sake. You need to send Pony a picture of your bike.
Yeah.
So he can understand.
It's another Trek. I got a Trek. I got a Trek bike.
That's good.
Yeah.
Trek's great.
I know you don't love them, but.
No, I like Trek. Trek is fantastic. Yeah.
All right. Very good.
Just keep the tires pumped up. Because they'll go flat if they go below 50 PSI.
That's right. If the air gets out, they'll get flat.
I didn't buy a pump. I've been using my mouth. We'll take a break.
It's a category.
Oh, God, talk about getting an aneurysm.
I bet.
We'll be right back on the Mike O'Meara
Show. Oh, it's Paulie. I know what you're thinking. What's the greatest gift I could give myself or a loved one? How about a birthday shout-out from the Mike O'Meara Show? Email my Goomba Rob with 2 B's at MikeO'MearaShow.com. What? You're a P1 and you want to show your appreciation with gifts to the boys? Well then, mail them to the Mike O'Meara Show, P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 2007. You get it? You got it? Forget about it. Now let's return to the show already in progress. Take it away, Mike.
Thank you, Paulie.
Awesome.
God, do I love our listeners. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Are you hiring? Hire that man. If you need to hire, you need great people. You also need a better way to find them. You don't want to just put your job online and pray for the right people to see it. Let ZipRecruiter help. ZipRecruiter is the smarter way. Their platform finds the right job candidates for you. ZipRecruiter learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply to your job. It's revolutionized how you find your next hire. In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. They even spotlight the strongest applications, so you never miss a great match. The right candidates are out there. ZipRecruiter will show you how to find them. Businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. Right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. ZipRecruiter is the smartest way to hire. I had a burp right here, and it didn't.
You're not drinking
out
anything carbonated, though. You're just drinking water today, right?
My fake plastic mason jar with aqua.
That's not a real mason jar. You have fooled me all this time.
No, it's a plastic, and it's tequila. welcome back to the show. So I will continue the good fight, and I will make every effort in the world to enjoy my cycling. I am truly, truly looking forward to it. I want an update because we got plenty of time now. We didn't get enough time the other day. Oscar, I have been thinking about your rat issue. When you were talking about the floor and not having a subfloor, so you have these worn out slat boards that were put over the beams and then dirt underneath in a city of Washington, D.C., which is known to have a severe rat problem. And then you were talking about hearing the little bastards underneath your sofa and one of the rats actually smashing up on the board to that, that bumped your sofa. Yes. You actually felt it.
Yes.
It was terrifying. What is the latest with your rat situation?
So we called the wonderful people at Orkin, and my wife was kind enough to take care of it. She talked to them, and they laid traps everywhere, and we were able to catch one of them. And
Did you see the rat?
Yeah, but we got the baby. We got a baby. It was actually sad. I was like, five, well, no.
Oh. You know why?
I threw him in the trash.
Ratatouille.
You get ratatouille.
The little rat is the stupid one. That's the one that hasn't tested his mettle. The other ones are probably like 60 years old. They laugh
junior,
at trash.
Send Junior down there. Thwack. So is this like the old fashioned steel bar comes down and breaks its neck?
They have plastic ones now. So we use the plastic ones.
But it's still a spring loaded.
It's still spring loaded. Same
love
deal.
Them.
The matter of plastic.
Do you hear it when it gets the rat?
Well, the one that got this one was not the plastic one. It was actually a glue trap, which is even more inhumane.
Oh, and was it still alive when you saw it?
No, he was gone. And okay.
You caught one of the big rats on the glue trap, he'd look up at you and say, "Get this goddamn trap off me."
Yeah, he'd just hop away. He'd hop away.
He'd go,
yep, exactly.
And pull his little claw.
So what is currently happening, the next steps? We got the guy back out. I talked to him because I'm an a-hole sometimes. And I was like, I know you didn't talk to this guy correctly and tell him what was going on. Mm. And apparently rats and mice, they love to run against floorboards or against the wall, right? Because they have bad vision. And I think it was something we discussed when I briefly talked about it on the show. And so he laid a series of traps against both sides of the wall. And that happened just yesterday. He also put a series of boxes outside that have poison in them.
Oh, like the ones outside the bagel bakery.
Yes. So they usually use for buildings.
Yes.
Right.
In the backyard, both in front in that little under the stoop we have in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
But also he's like, two should do it for your backyard because we have a postage stamp, right?
Question, though. Did he
bring
up?
Put four. We'll pay for whatever it is, man.
Like, you want to overkill, yes, and I don't mean that. That's not a pun.
But did he bring up the point that if your neighbors have rats, you're going to have rats?
Yes, but my neighbors don't have rats because I talk to them.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Good. Okay, that's excellent.
Both my neighbors' houses have been completely remodeled, so they have a subfloor. And they have infrastructure.
And Oscar says, oh, that's nice. I don't have rats either. Bye.
No, I was like, hey, heads up.
Hey, Mrs. O'Mara just ducked in for a second.
Is she tapping it back?
Boys?
What's going on?
Yeah, have her tap.
She was just working out.
Hi.
What was I going to ask you? Does anybody remember what I was going to ask
her? Tap it back.
Have you ever tapped it back?
In a cycling class.
Have you ever tapped it back in a spin class?
When she's dancing?
Have you ever tapped it back where you up on the pedals and then you tap it back and you touch your butt to the seat? Have you ever? Come over here, please. You're just staring at me with a blank stare.
I've never tapped it back.
Do you dance on the bike?
Do you dance on the bike?
No. Sounds like fun, though.
Have you ever done a spin class?
Yes, I love spinning.
Spinning. Okay.
But she doesn't go to the...
Spinning.
I bet she's a front row, not a back row.
What was I yelling for her yesterday about? Does anybody
If she feels bad that you didn't teach little Michael how to ride a bike that your cousin had.
Yeah.
Oh, did you... How did that whole thing with Teddy teaching Michael to ride a two-wheeler
transpire? There happened to be another five-year-old there with a bike without... training wheels.
Okay.
So I asked if he could ride it, and Teddy happened to be there. So Teddy he's taught a lot of children that age to ride bikes. So he was going to teach Michael too.
Do you feel bad that I didn't get the opportunity?
I felt guilty.
Oh, you did? Okay, good. Yeah. That's good. Hold that thought. It's Thursday. Carry it through the weekend. Thank you. Good seeing you. Take care. That's wonderful. I can get that. God, I never get that response.
Yeah.
That's fine.
She basically said the rats. A real man will take care of this.
So you've got the giant, you'll know in the next few days how, by the way, the poison traps, they come in and eat it and then they go off and die.
Yeah, they go away and die, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. He said, okay. No, I said, no. I need to buy four more. And he said, that would be a lot for the backyard, sir. And I said, no, I need you to leave them here and I will put them on the roof myself. Because
you're gonna put them on the roof,
the roof of your house.
All these roofs are connected, so I'm sure if you're a rat,
Hold on a second. Yes. You're not an exterminator. How do you? Are you just? Is this you're theorizing on how to kill the rats or
you
what?
Have found every excuse since you bought this spite house to go
climb
up
on
the
his roof.
Yeah, and screw something up. You have.
Guys, if you recall, there was a rat trapped in my chimney.
We think it was a rat.
I understand.
We don't know.
Yes. But my point is you've got a trained professional who's coming out to your house to tell you
this
how to deal with this.
This guy just got out of Orkin school. Like, he was not.
You don't have faith
in
the guy.
This guy was, he looked like it was his first job. I had
Let
to
me
ask
tell
him
you what I
questions.
Think. Here's what I think. You say to Shannon, you didn't ask him. Peach, you didn't ask him the right questions. Yeah. Let me talk to the guy. And then you go out and you talk to him, and he corroborates that she asked all the correct questions, but that's not good enough for Mr. Type A. You got to get your ladder, climb up on your roof, and put your rat boxes up there. And I think it's over. It's you're overdoing it.
No, it's Mike, another adventure of Penthouse Pablo. He's got to get up on the roof.
That's the first step, right? And the second step is getting the work done, figuring out a way to financially get the work done
for
the floors where we can actually get everything put together.
Put a proper subfloor.
Yes. And actually get not just get it done in the living room, which is 400 square feet, but get it through the kitchen, which is the extension.
That'd be 410 square feet then. So yes. When you do the subfloor, I know that your original hardwood floors have been sanded so many times that they've almost ceased to exist.
Yes, they've asked to make that the subfloor, and I said no.
So what you're going to do is get subfloor and new floor.
Yes.
That's smart. Okay.
But that'll
put regular standard plywood down for the subfloor?
Regular, whatever is cheapest, Mike. And but I know that they're getting under my house somehow, and nobody seems to care except for Shannon and I when we hear the squeak, 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 squeak.
Well, so are you talking about the squeak, squeak, squeak being once every night, every two
happened
nights?
Happened last night, every time it rains. They seek shelter.
So you'll have an idea probably within the week as to whether this extermination project is working.
Also, there's a bit of me that's, I would say maybe a lot of me that's embarrassed. Like, nobody wants effing mice living under their
vermin.
House.
Yeah.
Vermin.
You don't even have the space
for them.
By the
way, was it a mouse or was it a rat that you saw in the glue trap?
I'm sure it would have turned into a rat.
No,
They don't change species.
It's either a mouse or a rat.
It was a rat. It was a rat.
You can tell by the tail.
Long, thin, pink tail.
Creepy tail.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Creepy.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It looks like every program director I've ever worked with.
So,
Mike, I saw a pony and it grew into a racehorse.
And I remember, and this, you'll love this. I was in Orlando with my entire family, right? They said, how's the house coming? And Shannon looked at me. I was like, just tell them. So she tells them because, you know, it's embarrassing.
We got rats.
And my brother's like, it can't be that bad. And then his wife looks up that DC is now the dog catchers or like the animal control is not, if they see feral cats out, they just let, they get a pass, a free pass.
Well, the cats are probably doing their best to help.
The cats are actually helping the situation.
I think chihuahuas were ratters too. I think they were
responsible too.
For killing
rats. Yeah, so they're not picking up the things. They're not picking up the stray cats. They actually they're like, hopefully they'll have babies and control the rat population.
And
in
then
the city.
Entire city will be filled with disease.
Plague. Plague of the bubonic type.
Shannon did say briefly while we were in Orlando, she said, maybe we should get a cat. And I said, look, we get a cat. It's going to be a whole thing. The house is going to stink up the joint. Like, we tried this 5 years ago.
Get a feral cat. Get a Maine Coon cat and just have it hang out outside.
Winston can come back.
I'll tell you, I miss that bastard. I miss him. I miss
him. Go to the pound. Go to the shelter. Grab yourself a few cats.
Have a cat and leave him outside.
Leave him outside. Absolutely.
I don't think that's
feed
how
him.
They roll.
Really?
I think they chip them and they're like, hey, why is that cat in Virginia?
Oh, God.
They chip them.
Oh, you know what? FML. Yeah. If they're putting chips inside of cats, FML. What is our society coming to? Yeah, put a chip in a cat.
Jesus. You remember Khaleesi?
Yes.
From years ago. Everyone thinks that she's in the rainbow in the sky.
Right. Right.
No, I got a letter from them. They said, I see you've moved to Virginia because that's where she is.
Yeah.
And I never notified them. I was in like, hey, this pet I adopted and paid $300 to adopt.
Dear Mr. Santana, we have been checking some of the vertical diagnostics, and it seems you're in Virginia with your cat.
What's the deal?
I gave the cat away.
I avoided every mailer, and finally we got an email. I was like, yes, the cat is now a barn cat in Virginia.
A happy barn cat.
I was like, and alive and well, and I sent proof of life.
I certainly hope you don't expect to adopt from us again, Mr. Man.
Anyway, we got to take a break.
Why don't you chip the rats?
Chip the rats. The rat
that way you know where they are.
That's a great idea. We will take a break here. When we come back, we'll address the big story of the week, Ms. Roseanne. Lots of material on that coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show. She sits
alone. You hear that? Yeah, that. That's what life will sound like if you don't buy a Mike O'Mara Show bonus package.
That's right.
Buy a bonus package today at MikeO'MaraShow.com, or this will be the last sound you hear.
Whoa.
How about that?
That was
pretty heavy.
Nice, right?
Heavy.
Oh, yeah. Super. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm going to chip that listener.
Amazon is still the best way to get what you need. However, if you want to make sure that we get credit for your Amazon purchase, you got to do it right. Listen up. Just click the Amazon link at the top of the TMOS website. I'm not going to lie to you. You are making progress on this for us. Mm-hmm. We do appreciate that. It can always be better. Every purchase counts. It's super easy. That'll guarantee we get credit for your purchase. So start clicking. If you need it, Amazon has it, and it's right on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What's today's Amazon purchase of the day, Rob Spiewak?
Today's purchase really sucks, Mike. It's the Dyson V8 Absolute Cordless Stick Vacuum Cleaner, and boy does it suck. It's so great, has a 5-star rating, and I want to thank listener P1 Stephanie Loftus,
awesome.
Who actually did the research and found it on Amazon. Do you know it lists for $599? Today you can get it for $412. If you need a vacuum, buy this Dyson and buy it on Amazon.
As part of my wedding registry, this was on the wish list. This is the best vacuum we have ever owned.
Really?
That's
the
awesome.
Best.
Yeah.
That's awesome. You can get the vacuum cleaner. Amazon really does have everything. Find that.
Gets rats and everything.
At the top of MikeO'MaraShow.com. Get yourself rid of those rats with computer chips in them. And get to clicking, you Amazonians.
News.
Boo. All right, here we go. Got a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Got a lot of stuff on this.
Stop.
Okay, Roseanne seems to be in step two of the Kathy Griffin model for stupid joke damage control.
Okay.
She has not taken her apology back yet, but she is not willing to accept the consequences. So she's blaming others, whining about other people who have said worse things, and vowing to fight back. And, of course, she's being emboldened by social media.
Of course.
Despite promising that she was leaving Twitter on Tuesday, she has since tweeted and retweeted well over 200 messages in 2 days. Where the general vibe is that she did something wrong, but that she's being wronged by everyone for doing something wrong. And it actually wasn't that wrong. So look, she's dead. These are the supporters. These are the people saying, it's not bad to say that about people. For starters, she now says her racist tweet about Valerie Jarrett wasn't racist. It was just insensitive because she, quote, thought Valerie was white. This is just, she's nuts. She retweeted a conspiracy theory that Michelle Obama was behind the cancellation of Roseanne.
What?
She's not capable of even recognizing her own racism here.
Right.
She's not bright. I don't know if it's a, she's smart. Look, she had a great hit TV show. She ran a,
I don't know how smart she is.
I don't know if she's smart. She replied to Sarah Gilbert, who played Darlene, with shock for condemning her tweet. And she also replied to Michael Fishman. Who's DJ. We were joking
about
it.
That poor guy.
She said, quote, I created the platform for that inclusivity, and you know it. Me. You throw me under the bus? Nice.
She's smart.
A bully. Well, DJ just bought a house. He can afford.
He's at home right now saying, God, we were so close.
When DJ tried to explain himself, she said, quote, please leave me alone. A follower asked if her apology was sincere now that she's complaining about the fallout, and she said, quote, it was sincere, but there's just a limit of bullying. That she's doing? No. There's a limit of bullying I'm going to remain silent for. Go away. And she admitted to feeling boosted, here we go, by all the support she got online from people who apparently agree that she's the victim. She tweeted, quote, you guys make me feel like fighting back. I will examine all of my options carefully and get back to you. She did have one request, though. She wants more Twitter followers to help spread her message.
Well, Mike, always look for that silver lining.
You know, if you thought she had a small mind and she was somebody who doesn't have good judgment, I think she's proven herself. She reiterated that there isn't a racist bone in her body. Don't they always say that? I'm not a racist. I never was and I never will be. One stupid joke in a lifetime of fighting for civil rights for all minorities. I've done a deep dive on this. It's not one racist joke. Thank you very much. She also said that she has received support from all of her black friends and complained... I got support from all of my black
people. Sure.
She's saying all the things racists say.
Yeah.
And she complained that most of the people calling her racist are white. So progress? Question mark.
Oh, God.
Wow, it's crazy. This story's grown hair. We'll have more about it on Political Persuasions this week.
If you can't wrangle someone's mobile device away when you know that they're imploding,
right?
Who can you do it to?
Yeah,
there's some people out there that still don't know you have to be careful.
And a personal
it's out
favor,
there and it's
Mike,
out there forever. That's it.
Personal favor. From now on, when we cover Roseanne, please don't use the phrase growing hair. That's
Variety,
just me.
Variety says there actually have been some preliminary talks about doing something with the rest of the cast. I don't know about that. But there are some big hurdles because Roseanne has a significant stake in the show. A new version would still benefit her financially, and that would be a non-starter for everyone involved. So it's a real long shot at this point. The talks have only been amongst the producers, not ABC. That said, ABC would benefit from getting something out of this because the main actors and the top writers and producers have partially guaranteed contracts and are still expected to be paid. But the window to make it happen is already closing as everyone looks for replacement gigs. Also, others have talked about what's DJ going to do for that replacement
gig. Look for the new variety show, Fishman.
Fishman.
With an exclamation point.
They've talked about Roseanne moving to a conservative network or streaming service, but even if the ball got rolling on that, there's no way the rest of the cast would join her. Let's face it, Roseanne as a show is D-E-A-D, dead, and she may be going on Joe Rogan, she may be going on Alex Jones. There have been offers out there from
welcome!
The usual. You're being maligned. here's a palate cleanser. This is an oldie but goodie from our older listeners who may remember this name, Brigitte Nielsen. Does anyone remember
her?
Of course. She was the Amazonian blonde princess that was involved with Sly. She is pregnant at 54. I became a father at 54. She's pregnant, though. I would not have wanted to necessarily carry a child at 54.
No.
Because I'm a dude.
It was an anal birth.
The father is a 39-year-old Italian TV producer named Mattia Desi. They've been married since 2006, so they've been there together a while.
Hey, Skipper, your pill. We're going to make you pregnant.
If you're a child of the 80s, you remember Brigitte's the sexy Amazonian minx from Rocky IV,
yeah.
Red Sonja, and Beverly Hills Cop 2. If you're a little younger, you might just know her as the train wreck from the VH1 reality shows The Surreal Life and Strange Love, which documented her bizarre relationship with Flavor Flav. I didn't know she had that.
Yeah, boy.
Brigitte is on her fifth marriage. One of her ex-husbands was Sylvester Stallone, as I mentioned.
Right.
They were married from 85 to 87. So good luck with the baby.
Yeah. Do you know if it's like her or she's carrying? Like, was it in vitro?
There's a picture. I don't know whether it was Instagram, but I did see a picture of her.
Seen her bump.
She's not only pregnant, but she looks like she's far along.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And she looks good.
Modern medicine, Mike.
Not a gray hair on her head.
Hey,
that's not what I wanted
to do. Don't let the sounds out.
Sorry, hit the wrong thing. Have you ever been at a hotel and needed a shower, but you were too lazy, so you just jumped in the pool? Have you ever jumped in a pool?
I've done that.
This is without question. I watched this probably 10 times because it was such a pig move.
Yes.
The woman was a pig. It was so disgusting. It was so gross. It's in Florida. It's a pool at a hotel. I have not gotten the information of where this hotel was. And there was a woman. She's fat. She's sitting on the edge. She is dipping her feet in the water while watching her kids. And she's shaving her legs and dipping the razor in the pool.
God.
It is the most foul, disgusting thing I have ever seen. She literally shaves her fat legs and then washes the razor in the pool. She's washing it off. We've heard plenty of stories of people peeing in pools. Shaving is new. The person who saw it posted the video on Reddit. Now the footage and screenshots from it are bouncing around the internet. Check it out. See women shaving by the pool. It was horrible.
Brutal.
Absolutely disgusting.
So I was the only one turned on?
So gross. Hey, everybody. Here's something special. Tomorrow's Donut Day.
Hey,
National Donut Day. In honor of that very important holiday, Burger King just announced that they're going to release a new Whopper donut.
Ew.
Ooh.
Don't get excited. They're not putting a burger on a glazed donut or anything. They're just cutting a hole in the center of a regular Whopper. And if you order it, you also get the section they cut out as a slider. Yeah, it's stupid, right? That's why I put it in here.
That's great.
Stupid.
I do love a good Whopper.
Yes.
Well, I'm not sure you're going to be able to get it because they're only doing it at 5 stores. New York, Boston, Miami, L.A., and Salt Lake City. Yay! Yes,
how big is the hole, do you think? I'm thinking they're probably going to use something like an apple core.
Logistically, I don't know what they would use.
Yeah.
Because you got to get through everything.
Get a hole punch.
At those 5 stores, you can look for the people running out and going, look at this! thank you. And
a lot of tweeting.
And now a little something.
Get my picture!
Police have arrested a 33-year-old Sheboygan man they believe is responsible for numerous incidents of damage to property at the Deland Community Center. Officials say between April 2017 and March 2018, there were multiple reports involving a toilet being clogged with a plastic soda bottle. Those incidents caused damage and incurred costs to remove the clog at the public restroom. The 33-year-old man has been referred to the Sheboygan County District Attorney's Office for charges. The suspect was identified by a tip provided by a citizen. That's what they say. All I can say is Saturday night in Sheboygan, Wisconsin. Nothing going on. Hey, Mom! I'm going to run down to the community center and clog the toilets again. Mom, don't put the empty soda bottles in the recycling. I need them. I need them for the toilets. What are you going to do with them then?
Clogged
Saturday
then.
Night in Sheboygan.
A lot of cheese.
It's clogged then.
I guess they can't use that defense in court where he looks at the judge and goes, I was bored. Anyway, we'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Cake and cookies.
Hey there, this is Katie from the Cake and Cookies Show. Tune in to this week's episode to hear a thoroughly modern Rob discuss why having 3 refrigerators is a bad thing. His OCD is off the charts. No, seriously. He has 3 refrigerators, and he alphabetized them.
General Electric before LG.
You have to stop.
Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Now, if you're foolish enough, you want to do a deep dive on Rob, that's a good show to listen to.
Oh, Katie, yeah. Cookies.
Find out all about his little quirks.
Snatch.
I got to move every record this weekend. I have to move every LP this weekend.
Why?
Because I put the refrigerator that I'm getting rid of in the utility room before I alphabetize the records.
Yeah, I remember that. Right.
And so to get the refrigerator out, I have to move all the records out.
That are already alphabetized.
They will stay in order, okay, but it's going to require a lot of finesse.
All right, yes. Just remember, burn more calories than you eat.
No, that's not my policy.
Okay, welcome back to the show. It's the worst time of the year. The door sticks in your pickup truck. Your spite house is crawling with dog-sized rats. And your son learned to ride his two-wheeler without you. What will you do? What will you do? Well, you greasy bedstain, how about the TMOS bonus show? The bonus show is an extra hour of TMOS comedy each and every week that will change you from a melancholy into a chihuahua.
That's awesome.
Listen to the one man who wrote it. I mean, laughing at it.
I gotta sell it, man.
Good. Pretty good. Chihuahua.
The secrets that you keep when you're talking chihuahua in your sleep.
Hey, you're talking over his song.
Oh, sorry.
I hear the secrets that you keep when you're talking in your sleep. Oh, la la la. Just go to MikeOmeraShow.com and click the bonus banner, and it makes a great gift. Spread some cheer, bonus show style. Get happy by giving back. You get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. Choose truly a win-win. So please, quit sucking. And we thank you. Let's open up the audio vault, which I closed and opened a minute ago with Rob's.
No sounds escaped. No sounds were injured in the production of this radio show. Guess who's mad? Guess who's mad? Whoopi Goldberg's mad.
You thought I was a nasty woman before? Buckle up, buttercup.
Whoa. Roseanne, in her 200-tweet, cavalcade of tweets yesterday, retweeted a Photoshop picture of Whoopi wearing a insensitive picture of the president shooting himself in the head.
Oh, my God.
But she never wore that shirt.
Yeah, that's the Make America Great Again, right?
Yeah, but she never wore that shirt.
It's a fake picture.
Yeah, the shirt was Photoshopped onto Whoopi, so Whoopi took...
Can you believe it? I mean, someone doing that... I mean, just think...
That's liable.
Think of the depravity of someone doing that, and then Roseanne retweets it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really, f*** you, Roseanne.
Yeah.
Really. So, I'm done with her.
This is Whoopi on The View yesterday taking her to task.
In her Twitter rant following the cancellation, she also retweeted a false picture of me. So here we go again. Now, some bonehead photoshopped a horrific image on the shirt. And she retweeted this.
Yeah.
So this is what I'm going to say, Roseanne. Ooh. That just because you were caught with your pants down, don't try to drag other people down with you.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Amen.
If you know.
Still love to get her on the
there
show.
There are times when, yeah, you got to suck it up because you stepped in due. But the bottom line is simply this. I didn't fake my shirt. Someone else faked my shirt.
Yeah.
But that's your tweet.
So anyway, I'm glad that she didn't let it go down quietly. I love that.
Well, can I just say this? This is the whole conspiracy media that's out there where so little of it is not fabricated, and people buy it hook, line, and sinker.
Mm-hmm. So
little, I saw... Yeah, go ahead.
And it's getting worse. You probably hear more about this in the next 6 months, but the software that allows people to change what people look like they're saying on video has gotten cheaper, right?
Oh, he's the thing. Jordan Peele did that.
Yeah, in more people's hands, and it's becoming a little more prominent as far as it being available to people that mm-hmm. are not major broadcasting companies.
And it's cheaper and it's better looking.
Yes. The term is really called a deep fake. So it's beyond a Photoshop, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. Deep fakes, and it's scary. But that's why it's so important to make sure that you are vetting the source it's coming from and you are reading websites that have a reputation and actually are real.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because
it's
if
terrifying.
You don't do that homework, you could be you could fall into that same trap.
Mm-hmm. It's terrifying. And yes, Pony, you were going to say something.
About 5 years, there's software being worked on right now that's going to be able to take like 10 minutes of somebody talking just about anything and then actually generate speech from that tape, so you can make anybody say anything you want them to say.
That's how they do the John Tesh show.
Yeah. It's scary as hell.
Yeah,
it is.
But
it
really video,
is.
The video, the video,
the video component is horrifying. Mm-hmm. Now, on the other side, someone who is handling this with class and grace, and I'll say this, I've met a lot of famous people. John Goodman is one of the coolest guys I've ever had. Just 40 seconds
to
talk
Burger
to.
He's the Burger King.
And so he's King Ralph.
Yeah.
And so listen
hey,
to John
get
Goodman.
For the big guy back here. So, big daddy. Yep.
So he lives in New Orleans, and he was attacked, not attacked, but approached by paparazzi.
Yes.
And listen to how classy he handles this. He's such a cool guy.
It's not that I just respect you guys. I would rather say nothing than to cause more trouble.
I appreciate that. We heard some talks about you possibly having your own show.
Then you've heard more than I have.
Is everything okay, though, with you?
Everything's
fine? No comments at all about any Twitter or anything?
No, I don't know anything about it. I don't read it.
Okay, that's cool.
Thank you.
We hope you have good luck in the future.
Good luck with you guys.
Thank you very much. There were some stories about maybe that...
No, shut up. You told me you didn't want to talk.
Because of this.
Well, I wasn't going to get an Emmy anyway.
I love it. He says, is there some talk you're not going to get an Emmy now? He says, I wasn't going to get an Emmy anyway. So I love
He's
John
Goodman.
He's
a working actor. He won't have any stains on him from this.
No, no, I don't think so. He'll walk through this unbesmirched. Now, guess who is not watching American Idol? I fell off the Idol boat about halfway through, but Simon Cowell is not watching the reboot.
Actually, truthfully, no, I'm not. I'm genuinely not interested. I think when we were on it years ago, it was a fun show.
It was.
You know, it was different. Again, it was kind of naive, lots of surprises. Now, we were talking about doing it again, but I kind of think we've been there. I've been there. Time for something new.
I agree with him. I think that's one of the things that's lost is that there's no freshness and no naivete.
Agreed, but America's Got Talent, he's on that.
Yeah.
It's the same dreck.
Yeah. Yeah, but...
That's true.
But no one's watching that
either.
When
you're right, you're right. Right? That's absolutely true. Eddie's slamming the American Idol show. You're right.
Okay. Yeah,
that's it. I liked hearing it. I got caught up in the celebrity assignment.
Yeah. Yeah. I watch both shows. I sit there and I'm like, Howard was cool. Was like, the radio family wants to see Howard Stern there. Simon, kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
Nothing different.
I guess you're right.
They got guys putting swords through themselves and then throwing bowling balls up in the air and catching them.
Yeah, I thought, what is this, the beginning of a hockey game?
And just remember, Jeff Probst, plastic surgery.
That's right.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, a couple more real quick. Are you familiar with televangelist Jesse Duplantis?
No.
I had never heard of this guy, but apparently he's got quite a following because he's putting out the call to his followers. All he needs is $54 million because he wants to buy his fourth private jet. Oh.
Now, people say, my Lord, can't you go with this one? Yes, but I can't go at one stop. And you see, if I can do it with one stop, I can fly it for a lot cheaper because I have my own fuel farm. And that's what's a blessing of the Lord. But this one here, I have to stop, and then you pay those exorbitant prices for jet fuel all over the world. This was paid cash. This was paid cash. This was paid cash. And the new one's going to be paid cash also.
Yes.
I don't own the plane. This belongs to the ministry. If Jesus tarries and I go by the way of the grave, the next person that's going to take this ministry will use that. I really believe that if Jesus was physically on the earth today, he wouldn't be riding a donkey. Think about that for a minute. He'd be in an airplane preaching the gospel all over the world.
Yeah, think about that for a minute, that when he dies, he will no longer use the airplane.
Yeah, why don't you go to the airport? Jesus would go to the airport. Jesus would go to the airport and fly Allegiant.
Jesus would fly Frontier. But he'd be in the A section, but he'd still fly Frontier.
The logic that fuel costs outside of his own depot are higher is so wrong, right?
That's why I've got my own fuel depot, my own fuel farm.
Yes.
I've got my own fuel farm, and I've got four jets that I want. Yes,
if Jesus was alive today, he would be using Full Serve.
God, I wish I was a dishonest scumbag.
Let's close with this.
So wrong.
Eminem has been sitting on a story for a while, and he finally took to Twitter to tell it. It involves one of my favorite actors, Val Kilmer. Ooh. But it made me uneasy. Here's Eminem from Twitter.
I have something on my mind that's been bothering me for years. 2009, 2010, I was at the VMAs. It was either Music Awards, Movie Awards, something, and my trailer was next door to 50's trailer. And I went to the back to go change for stage, and as I'm taking off my underwear, I look across, in 50's trailer, right even with me, is Val Kilmer. And I know he's looking at me, and I know he looked away because he saw me looking at him. I know Val Kilmer saw me naked. I just had to get that off my chest.
Think about that the next time you watch Real Genius.
That's hilarious.
That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Thursday, kiddos.
Val Kilmer saw me naked.
He looked away.
If I saw Eminem getting undressed and I didn't think he could see me, I'd look at him.
Oh, I'd pop popcorn and sit down.
I'd do that, too. What a weird world we live in. Oh, God. That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for the Mike O'Mara Show. Don't forget to listen 24/7 on our new Play-A-Pod app. We got lots of great stuff there. You'll love it. All snail mail for the show can be sent to the Mike O'Mara Show, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Each day, on average, 96 Americans lose their lives because of a gun. Check out Every Town for Gun Safety and find out how you can end the tragedy of gun violence for good. And they're doing an interesting thing with wearing orange on the weekend of June 1st. That's this coming weekend. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us once again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
You thought I was a nasty woman before? Buckle up, buttercup.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.